up at the Price Tower.
We do.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before you came on for Community Connection. The Taliesin students are coming to visit this week.
Yes, it's actually a really unique opportunity for our community because if you remember, we voted and the bond passed to create this beautiful green space that will be connecting the Price Tower and the community center, but it's more so for the community. So it'll be kind of like a Guthrie Green space. So this is an opportunity for the community to come in and give their input on what they feel like or what they would want to see happen in that green space. So we have the Taliesin students who are gracious enough to come and spend several days with us. But we have the open charade on Sunday from 2 to 4 at the community center. And people can come and they can talk directly with those students, and they will have their big sketch pads and any other tools that they will need. I'm sure a lot of laptops and things like that. But we will have just a big creative session with all of the students, and it's going to be kind of interesting because it's going to be several students and people will be separated in those groups, and you'll see different concepts created over that short period of time. And so it's a very unique experience, and it'll be a very unique thing to happen, especially because people can be directly involved with the creative process of a part of their community, which is rare.
Right. And you think you kind of mentioned this before we came in here too. Where are these students coming from? You said Arizona, correct?
Yes. Spring Green, or actually no, that's Wisconsin. Yes, Arizona. It's Taliesin Architecture School. It was founded by Frank Lloyd Wright. So, of course, Price Tower and the Community Center both have huge ties with not just Frank Lloyd Wright, but Taliesin. The Community Center was actually designed by William Wesley Peters, who was Frank Lloyd Wright's son-in-law, who took over Taliesin whenever Frank Lloyd Wright passed away. And then, of course, Price Tower was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, who founded Taliesin. And it has continued being this, again, unique and different way of actually learning architecture. And it's because the students there, they don't just learn the basics and the concepts or the foundations of architecture, but they learn agriculture, so they learn how to grow and they learn how to build. So they learn everything that is related to architecture and the surroundings that affect that building as well.
You were talking about the green space and the input that will be taken by the public from 2 to 4. Could you kind of just run down with the bond, like what passed with the bond recently, and just like where the green space will be, just to kind of recap where that space is?
Sure. We had there was a group that actually proposed turning, it's basically a portion of where the 66 sculpture is and basically enclosing in Silas Street between Dewey and Osage. So it's basically just closing that street and creating this nice usable green space that would be good for outdoor festivals. It could be used for farmers markets, but it's also a place where people can actually go and have a birthday party for their family, and you know, so it's really just another nice place that that the community can come together and experience the arts. That's really the ultimate goal for that.
Totally. I just, when I first moved back to Bartlesville about a month ago, I was wondering about the green space, and I'm mm-hmm. glad we're able to talk about
yeah,
it now, because
absolutely.
I'm actually really excited about it. I don't know what input I would be able to give about it either, because I just don't know what to expect
sure.
for it, but it's just something that I'm really excited to see in the community. I think a lot of people probably are too, but Speaking of the community and their input, what do you think that might get raised when people come and talk about the green space on Sunday?
I know some people have, there was discussion of wanting a splash pad or wanting some kind of stage where people, outdoor concerts can take place, outdoor bathrooms. And, so there's a huge variety of things that could be brought up. Even anything from, just outdoor public art, which is another thing that we are considering. So it's... It really is. The sky's the limit is with any of these suggestions. And so we really just want to get the input and see how much we can actually implement into that space.
Sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the green space or the students coming to visit this weekend?
No, just please feel free to come on that Sunday at the community center from 2 to 4, and give your opinion. Or if you don't have an opinion, if you're like yourself and you don't really know what you want, still just come and watch. It's going to be a really interesting thing to see these students just kind of pull designs out of thin air and try to create these suggestions into reality.
Yeah, I would really look forward to that event if I have the opportunity to go, and I really actually kind of want to see what they draw up. But I think we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the installment that you've been talking about that's going to be at the Price Tower, correct?
Yes.
Of the Women Artists of the West, and we'll talk about the Downtown Spectacular. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Community Connection continues after this.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
It's about 8:46 in downtown Bartlesville. We're going to go ahead and continue with a community connection. Deshaun Atkins, curator with the Price Tower Arts Center in Bartlesville, is with me. I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor since you have more information about things coming and whatnot. So what do you have to say about the Women Artists of the West that's coming up? You're installing that, right?
Yes, it's a rather large task. We have 250 pieces installed. It's actually occupying both floors in our gallery and the extended gallery off of it's actually where our old gift shop used to be, and about 150 artists are participating. And these artists are national. They're all over. And actually, I say that it's slightly international because there is, I believe, one entry from Australia. So, but these Women Artists of the West, this is the 48th year of their juried show. It's a national traveling exhibit. And but each exhibit and every single year it's different because it's a juried show, so they get hundreds and hundreds of submissions. I believe they told me that there was about 700 submissions, so they had to narrow it down to the top best Well, actually, they had to choose the best 186, and then they specially invited the rest, because they actually have the galleries. They have it, the categories split up. So it's there's the full juried show, which is 186 pieces. And I believe that's 139 artists. And then the second floor are the masters. And so those artists have won WOW shows, or they've just been regular participants in the WOW membership. And then there's the Heritage Gallery, who are kind of their legacy artists. They've been around pretty much almost since the beginning. So you have, and since this has been around for, 48 years, you have some of these ladies that have been it for 40 plus years. And they still have artists that have been in it since it started. So the artwork is amazing. It's not just Western style, and they've kind of slowly drifted away from that style. Originally, whenever it did start, when they did start the organization, it was strictly Western art. But I believe it was 1988 is whenever they changed the bylaws, and because they had several people wanting to enter, and by doing that, they've increased and grown so significantly in such a short period of time. So that's a brief history of them and kind of what to expect. But it's a ginormous show. But something else that's fantastic about this is so September 20th, which is Thursday, is our members opening. So if you are a Price Tower member, you can come and we'll have the members preview that evening, starting at 5:30. But it's also your opportunity. You get first dibs. So if there's a piece that you would like to purchase, you get first opportunity to purchase those pieces. Everything in the gallery is for sale, and a portion of those sales does go back into the Price Tower, and so some of the proceeds do go to support Price Tower, and it also supports this fantastic organization, WOW, and of course the artist as well. So you're benefiting three very important things at the same time whenever you purchase a piece of art from us.
Yeah, I really like the acronym WOW. It's just bound to amaze people.
It really is. And you do say WOW. I anticipate people literally saying WOW when they walk in.
Wow. That's the acronym. That's the acronym.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about that?
Well, and so September 20th on Thursday is the members opening for Price Tower members. The 21st, that Friday, is the public opening. And that is open to everybody. So families, everybody. And that starts from 6 and that goes till 8, and you'll have opportunities to meet artists. There's going to be dozens of artists here. I want to say about 80 or so of the artists will be here. It's also an opportunity for them to network with other women artists. And also to do workshops and to kind of learn from each other. It's really kind of an interesting organization. That was something else that I learned, was the purpose of it was to really just develop an opportunity for women artists, because there wasn't very many, and it was a way for them to support each other, learn from each other, and really celebrate each other's work. So that's another little layer of importance that's coming from this group and this show. We will have a special little surprise, a unique little thing to experience. It's a surprise, so I can't say what it is. Okay. So that means you have to come
we'll
to see it.
Hush-hush.
Yes.
Yes. Off the record stuff.
You have to come here to see it in order to see what the little surprise is. And like I said, that's the public opening is on Friday the 21st from 6 to 8.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have enough time to cover the Downtown Spectacular. But I want to thank you so much for joining me, Deshane, this morning. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Go get some coffee.
Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll see you on Sunday at the Green Country, or the, not Green Country, Green Space event.
Yes, thing, the Green Space.
And see what the students have to draw up.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
This has been a community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have Owen in news.
Congratulations to Quality Vision for being selected as our business.